And just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia urges IBA to enforce stronger media content regulations. Government urged to maintain consistency in maize export policy. And first Ghanaians said to be repatriated from South Africa over anti-immigrant protests. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia ESZ has called on the Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA to strengthen enforcement of existing regulations aimed at protecting minors and preserving family values from harmful media content. ESZ Theology and Ethics Committee Chairperson Bishop Joshua Banda says, while IBA already has policies prohibiting harmful material, implementation remains weak. Speaking during an engagement meeting between ESZ and IBA themed Strengthening Broadcast Standards for the Protection of Minors and the Family Unit, Bishop Banda stressed the need for both the church and the media regulator to act proactively rather than reactively in addressing the growing production of harmful content, especially in a Christian nation like Zambia. There is a gap that needs to be addressed, and there is need to be proactive and not reactive, and there should be positive surveillance to ensure content creators and producers are guided on the kind of content they put out, saying Bishop Banda. Bishop Banda, who is also presiding bishop of North Mid Assemblies of God, added that the church supports freedom of expression and creativity among young content creators, but emphasized the importance of safeguarding the moral values that hold communities together. He urged IBA to ensure broadcasters provide clear content classifications and disclaimers relating to language, violence, sexual content, and other sensitive material to help parents, guardians, and the public make informed viewing decisions. Bishop Banda further recommended the introduction of standardized decency guidelines instead of allowing individual media houses to classify their own content, arguing that the current system creates inconsistencies and loopholes in interpretation, and to enforce mandatory ratings and disclaimers on all content for public consumption.
And under the government institution, we think that we can protect children, and the media content that is being broadcast, we believe, needs to be classified. So these are the areas we would like to have a discussion. Some kind of classification needs to be there. We must be able to carry disclaimers so parents and audiences can make informed decisions. We know that another media section will receive a rating PG-13 or 18. And then, of course, the idea of bringing these things.
ZCCMIH Investment Holdings PLC has announced the signing of a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to develop and operate an integrated lime and cement production facility through a new entity, Ndola Lime Limited. The transaction is aimed at restoring production at one of the Cobblebelt's longest standing industrial operations, Ndola Lime, which has played a key role in supplying lime to Zambia's copper, construction and agricultural sectors. ZCCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kakenenwa Muyangwa said the partnership marks a new chapter for a 95-year-old copper-belt institution, transforming it into a modern and sustainable industrial operation. He said the agreement reflects ZCCMIH's active portfolio management strategy, adding that the company is bringing in a capable operating partner to provide investment, technology and scale. And Wonderful Group Chief Executive Officer Kwan Yaochi said restoring lime production at an industrial scale is critical to Zambia's continued economic growth, adding that the integrated lime and cement facility demonstrates the company's long-term commitment to Zambia's industrial development. The agreement, which became effective 26 May 2026, will be implemented in three phases. Phase 1 will involve the construction and commissioning of a lime production plant with a capacity of 600 tons per day. Phase 2, to be implemented within 12 months of completion of Phase 1, will include either a cement processing plant or a second lime production plant. Phase 3 will focus on further expansion depending on market conditions. Under the agreement, Wonderful Group will hold a 55% stake in the new venture through a $25 million US equity contribution and a $5 million US shareholder loan. ZCCMIH will hold the remaining 45% through the contribution of operating assets from Limestone Resources Limited and the write-off of a $9.8 million US in historic debt. This is contained in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today by ZCCMIH Corporate Affairs Manager Lois Sambata. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has warned that inconsistencies in government policy on maize exports could lead to Zambia losing regional markets to neighboring countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Banda said the frequent opening and closing of borders creates uncertainty among buyers and weakens Zambia's competitiveness in the regional market. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, a chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said that unpredictable export regulations make it difficult for traders and buyers to plan, which may push them to source maize and millet from more stable markets. He further pointed to the recent developments in Kasumbalesa border, where Congolese buyers are reportedly opting for cheaper millet meal from South Africa instead of Zambian maize products, suggesting that policy inconsistencies could be one of the contributing factors. Mr. Banda called for better, greater policy stability in the agricultural trade sector.
Right. They say bring 1,000 heads of cabbage every week. You only supply 1 week. The following week you say, no, I've run out. I need first to plant the cabbages. It will take me another 3 months to supply. Guess what? ShopRite will not wait for the 3 months. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And the Congolese also, the Congolese were not really into farming. But right now, because, these countries keep dividing, right now in Congo, there's a lot of activity in terms of farming. Very soon we might lose that market completely because they are also now, they are.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated the need for global stability and peace, warning that ongoing conflicts continue to disrupt economies worldwide. The president cited rising fuel prices linked to the war in the Middle East, noting that such geopolitical tensions have had ripple effects on many countries, including increased cost of living and slowed economic activity. Speaking at State House in Lusaka today, when ambassadors from Norway, Tanzania, Indonesia, Greece, Gabon and Mexico presented their credentials, President Hichilema said peaceful relations among nations are essential for trade, investment and economic growth. This is why the UPND government believes that there is need to work hard to ensure that individual countries and the global community remain peaceful and secure, said President Hichilema. He emphasized Zambia's interest in strengthening cooperations with countries such as Indonesia and Mexico in key sectors including mining and industrialization, in line with government's agenda of promoting investment-led economic growth.
And I want to thank your respective leaders and the peoples of the six countries for choosing you amongst millions of citizens in your countries to come and represent your people, our people there, to your people here in Zambia, our people here in Zambia. And that really is a continuation of the traditional partnerships. People-to-people partnership, business-to-business, government-to-government, and also a combination of these, which is very important.
In Africa News, Ghanaian authorities are repatriating the first group of 800 citizens they say have registered to be flown home from South Africa on Wednesday morning. The BBC saw dozens of buses chartered by the Ghanaian